Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our sizzling hot summer edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up streams, go to the Animal World website, which is marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook as well. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Oh, and you got to see, I posted the cutest video last night. I don't know if you've seen it yet, Nathan, but it's somebody took a video, and they've got, it's a cat driving a little car with the dog, and it's just kind of cute. I can't say the caption out loud, but it's like, oh, you know what, the cops, because this cat's driving this thing down, and it's just the cutest little video. Because then he, you know, and the cop whips out his phone, takes a video of the whole thing. It's very cute. So I can't tell. Can you tell, Nathan, and looking at that little video, do you think that's like a sidecar on something, or that the guy's on a bicycle? Because somebody's filming it.
That's one of those little kiddie electric cars you can go on, and they only go up to like 3 miles per hour, but they're fully drivable. And so that cat definitely has to be driving that car, I think.
You
either
think
that
so,
or it's on a remote control.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, you know, how, yeah, what's going on? Because you can't see, you know, who's taking the photograph. But anyway, it's just really cute because it looks like this cat's driving this little car.
Yeah.
And you think the cop's going to come out and arrest him or something.
Well, it's got a little doggy passenger there, too, that's going for a joyride.
Exactly. But isn't it? But so it's got to be safe because the cop doesn't arrest him. He just whips out his phone and takes a video. It's really cute.
And somebody's videoing the cop, too.
Maybe because they thought he was going to do it. Anyhow, and that, of course, would be Beth. So it is time for animals24-7.org. And that means Merritt and Beth Clifton are here. And you guys missed it while we were all love training. Nathan and I got a tour of Henry the rooster and his wife Arabella's their yard and chicken coop and their little walkabouts around the yard. And apparently, Merritt and Beth, I mean, the most important thing on our list, of course, is Henry and Arabella. But apparently this is a match made in heaven. They are even closer than they were last month, huh? And it's all working out really well.
Yes, very much so. They're inseparable.
Yeah, they just look like, I mean, they're just running right together all around. And you said Arabella is even a chicken that comes when she's called now.
Yes, she's a sweet, sweet hen. She really is. She's a very nice chicken.
But you said you just have to stick your head out the window and call her, and she comes running from where, you know, they come running from wherever they are to get to the
definitely window. She definitely comes running, especially when I come out here, and they want to go out and walk around and go to their dust bath, and they have their favorite places.
And that's on your property that you walk them around, but you don't let them go out there on their own. You supervise.
They're always here. Yes, they're always supervised. At night, when I go to lock them in and put them that right around 8:30, 9 o'clock, they've already moved to the back of the chicken house, and they're both laying together, just waiting for me to secure them in, and until we wake up in the morning, which is about 8 o'clock or so, and I let them out, and they let me give them each a pet when they come out, and they have fresh corn every morning.
Oh. Gosh, well, they're turning into spoiled chickens now.
They are very, very spoiled chickens. Why not?
All right. Well, all right. We don't have you know, hours and hours of time like we've had before, so I guess we very good. And I'm thinking we should get the yucky stuff out of the way first. And so I'm thinking about, I wasn't aware of how deadly 4th of July's could be.
Ooh.
But wouldn't you know that Merritt and Beth are, no. And apparently you do this little tally every year, huh? About
every year, starting just looking at things associated with fireworks 30 odd years ago, but turns out it's one of the peak times of year for fatal dog attacks, and in recent years, crocodile and alligator attacks,
Oh,
also bear-related incidents. It's really a peak time because it's midsummer and people go to their cabins and they have food lying around, and so for the bears, it's snack times.
yeah. Some dogs get scared, run away from home, and get into mischief.
A kind of a fluky thing is that this year the toll was almost identical to the year before, with the difference that last year a bull rider got killed, and this year probably the world's most famous bull died of old age. A bull named Bushwhacker, who had bucked off 42 consecutive riders in rodeos.
Right. We, of course, we don't agree with rodeo, but it's impressive. This giant bull lasted for how many years?
18 years.
18 for a bovine. That's unheard
Of
of.
which 12 were as a performer, and
Wow.
especially if you root for the bull, he was the Babe Ruth of bulls.
Well, he was probably an athlete.
Obviously, he was. But I've seen bulls that look identical to these being ridden up and down fields pulling plows in India, but little kids, 6 and 7 year old kids. So the idea that adult man, a strong adult man, can't even stay on one for 8 seconds tells me that they are definitely shocking the bulls. They're doing stuff to the bulls that they would not otherwise be doing. I've never in my life seen a bull buck, and I've seen a lot of bulls. I've never seen one buck outside of a rodeo arena. Never, ever, ever. I used to run with a bull. I used to run alongside a Charolais bull
Wow.
every day.
So they're abused in some way in order to get them to do what they do.
They have bucking straps, but still.
Yeah, that's if you put something too low on their bellies, around their bellies, it makes them want to kick it off.
Oh yeah, if the
And I
human
remember
thing
having to
was.
learn that when I, at horses when I was young. She had to be careful about saddling them up because, their bellies are ticklish too. You don't want to get the straps back too far.
Yeah, and you
All
don't
right,
want
so
to ride
what's our death toll this around surrounding 4th of July? Who what happened this year?
Well, two people killed by pit bulls, one person killed by it's believed to be a husky type dog, but the victim said to the cops both coyote and husky before he died. This is near Fresno,
Wow.
California. And the thing is, there's no record of a coyote ever killing an adult male in the history of the US and Canada. And
Right.
there's never been, and I've been tracking fatal and disfiguring dog attacks for 42 years now, and I've never had a husky kill an adult male unassisted, not as part of a pack attack. So that either a husky or a coyote killed this guy, it seems pretty improbable. What else could have done it? God knows. They're going to have to find a dog that fits whatever description they gave the guy. Could have been a wolf hybrid. I mean, that would be more plausible. But for the moment, we just don't know. We don't even know the victim's name. He was a homeless guy found near an orchard in Fresno.
Huh, okay.
Did
And
fireworks
then
play a role? We do not know, because it was a.
you said there was a couple of deaths by pit bull. And I would assume, and maybe are, were those situations where, I mean, sometimes it's just people getting together and partying and not paying attention and kids and dogs and stuff, or do you know the circumstances of these deaths?
One might possibly fit that description. The other, the guy was found dead in his own driveway at 7 in the morning. Now,
Oh.
they're both family, family dogs, had been family dogs for some time. The second one was a Bully XL, a supersized pit.
Huh.
And I said, we don't know about fireworks because we don't know if somebody was setting off fireworks in the neighborhood that possibly upset things. We have limited circumstances. We know the identities of the victims, but for the moment, I have to await for an inquest and all the rest of that to find out the other circumstances.
But this was this, I didn't know they're making XL, extra large bullies.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know they're doing that. But this killed, and this was its owner that it killed.
Its owner and the son of the owner in the two cases. Both members of the household, they're both well known to the dog.
Huh.
The supersize, the Bully XL is what used to be called a Johnson line fighting bulldog, and its name has evolved a little bit, developed by J.D. Johnson, a well-known dog fighter. But they go about twice the size of your standard fighting pit bull, which classically went around 35 pounds. Now you see them are up to 100 pounds. You probably see them at your local animal shelter that go 50 pounds.
Wow. Another thing, and I know there was, so there's one crocodile death.
Yes.
Yeah.
And those seem to be coming more and more common.
They are. One of them is that this was in Australia, but both in Australia and in the United States, crocodiles and in the U.S. alligators already did. They're making a comeback. They were endangered. And once you back off hunting them and destroying their habitat, they do come back. This was an Aboriginal child in an Aboriginal community. They grow up knowing their habitat very, very well. But I would surmise from the limited amount of information that the crocodile only recently came into that habitat because of expansion of the population. And I don't think the little girl knew or suspected that the crocodile was there. And I don't think her parents did.
Wow.
It happened so fast. And they're so huge. They're humongous animals.
Those are
well, I think a lot of, you know, maybe in some cases, people let their guards down and aren't that concerned because they think of, you know, the crocodile as being big and slow moving. But those guys are fast when they need to be.
They are very fast. These ones in Australia can get up to a ton and they can move 18 miles an hour. So,
wow.
You're talking about something.
20 feet.
20 feet long? My
God. You're talking about the size and weight of a speedboat, but it doesn't make noise like a speedboat. So you don't have that kind of warning.
My goodness. All right. So, what did we have? So, we had our bushwhacker bull died peacefully after, 18 years. We had three dog deaths, a crocodile death. Does that cover all the bases, or anybody else we left out?
Well, that covers the bloody mayhem. Of course, reports will continue to come in for a couple more days, I expect. They always do. So it's not really a final total.
All right, but close.
You know, we've got a very good news story from Britain.
Okay, well, hold on to that. We'll finish with that. I want to, before we take care of advertisers, I just wanted to bring up, because Eileen brought it up to me recently, and I brought that, hearing a lot about people complaining that it's so hard to get animals back into the country. And so I know you've written about it and all of that, but I just want you to tell us what's going on. And it really, that anyway, explain what's going on.
Well, the U.S. has finally belatedly adopted more or less the same rules for imports of dogs that most of the rest of the world has had for decades, where you not only have to have a vet certificate, you also have to have microchipping. And you can't, the vet certificate has to be after the dog is 6 months of age, because a younger dog cannot be vaccinated successfully or reliably. And you have to inform yourself of what the rules are before you take your dog out of the country or try to bring a dog into the country. But they're perfectly reasonable rules that...
Okay. So there's nothing for us to be upset about that. Oh, geez, they're really messing with us, and we can't bring. We're just catching up to what everyone else has been doing.
It's really about rabies. I mean, if other countries they're shipping dogs here, there, and everywhere, they're taking shortcuts. They're not vaccinating them. They're using vaccines that are not viable. So the United States said, that's it. No more dogs can be shipped here because they can't count on the fact that the people shipping the dogs are doing what they're supposed to do to prevent rabies.
Yeah, that's from 116 nations that still have rabies. I've got to point out, we've got a national vaccination rate that's as low as 52%, and it takes 70% plus to prevent an outbreak of anything, rabies or any other contagious
disease. Oh, so we are not vaccinating our dog or our animals enough against rabies. People are not getting it done, huh?
You get one rabid dog in this country breaking loose in a dog park, or for that matter, a crowded airport.
Nightmare.
You could really have a catastrophic situation very fast. And having seen rabies firsthand overseas in a number of places, I know firsthand how bad it can be. And it's one of those things, you don't come back from dead man's curve. Well, you don't come back by the time you develop active symptoms of rabies. You're going to die.
Well, here's the thing that you may have been hearing complaints about. There are people that do it right. And so because there are some that don't do it right and don't, you know, take the precautions, they're punishing the dogs.
The people that are responsible. Exactly. Yeah, that sometimes happens.
They have a legitimate complaint, but, you know, the health of... what a catastrophe it would be if rabies started becoming a problem all over the United States.
So basically, some of the rules have changed or have gotten stricter, and it sounds like people need to be more aware. And if you're going to like travel to Canada or something and take your dog or animal with you, you need to make sure you know what the rules are now so that you are in compliance and don't have problems getting back into the country. Is that kind
right.
of
and it's very easy to find out. You just go online and ask your laptop what are the rules, and they'll show you.
They'll show you. Okay.
I always carry Teddy's rabies certificate with us, but I'm not sure that's enough now. So we're gonna have to check if we go to Canada. Or
yeah,
where?
Yeah. So that's what we all want. That's what I wanted to let y'all be, make y'all aware of. If just because you've always done it wasn't a big deal, things have changed. So be sure you check out the rules so you don't get stuck one way or the other. All righty. Let's take care of our advertisers so we get that done. And then we can come back and focus on some good news you say you have. We have good news coming
up. Good news from England.
Woohoo! Okay. Well, I already know of some, but it's not animal related. Well, anyway. Okay. So we're going to take care of advertisers, and then we're coming back with good news from England. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from Linda Rasmussen, our wonderful, she's our best bioenergetic synchronization technique, our other neuroenergetic balancer. And she is available to work with you in her office out of the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery. She can work with you in person at her office or remotely over the phone. And she works with the human animal part of our group here. And if you are interested in checking Linda out, her website is verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And she continues to offer a free session to anyone we send her, and doing a session with her on the air doesn't count. So even if she's done a session for you on the air, you can still call or text her at the number I'm going to give you and get a free session. So it's Linda Rasmussen, verticalenergyworldwide.com. If you'd like a free session, just call or text her at 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. And remember me, if you know of anybody or run into anybody that's got trouble with their dogs and wants to straighten it out and fast, tell them to call Aunt Martha. I'll talk to them for free on the phone. I always do a free telephone evaluation, and I usually only have to see my clients once to get everything under control for you. So give them my number, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty then. We are back with Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. That is the website, and they do a great newsletter, and they do send quite a few because there's always something going on with animals in some part of the world somewhere. And if it's going on with animals, then Merritt's like a dog on a bone. He knows everything and has forever. So that's why we have him here. Anyway, join up on the website and donate if you can, and sign up for the newsletter, animals24-7.org. And all right, you guys, what's our good news?
Good news is that the new prime minister in Britain, Keir Starmer, Labour Party, won an overwhelming victory, and he has about the strongest pro-animal record of any politician I've seen elected anywhere
ever.
Really? Because I knew I was going to say the good news was is that the Labour Party won so significantly, but this guy's a big animal supporter.
Part of his platform was a list of things that he wanted to do for animals.
Wow.
A Moda Point, what they call a kept animals bill, because the common denominator is that the animals are in human control. So it includes things for pets, for farmed animals, for zoo animals, and it's a whole slate. He is not a vegetarian himself, although he's close to it, but his wife is, and they've raised their now teenage children as vegetarians. And his record, he was an attorney before he got into politics, and he was the major advisor behind the scenes to David Morris and Helen Steele in their 15-year fight against McDonald's that hit them with a slap suit back in 1990. They eventually won before the European Court of Justice. And the whole time, they were defending themselves, but their legal advisor, pro bono, was Keir Starmer.
Wow.
McDonald's sued them because they were pointing out the background of the burgers, you know, where they come from, how the animals were raised, that sort of thing.
I have to add, Sir Keir.
Yes, he was knighted again before going into politics. He was knighted for service to criminal justice, which included his representation both in the prosecution and the defense in cases involving animals. He was a very successful anti-cruelty prosecutor. So
it really is a celebration.
Sounds like, so for the first time, an animal supporter and activist as Prime Minister of England. So does that mean do you anticipate some good stuff happening for animals now?
Yes.
You said that's part of his agenda.
It's part of his agenda, and he won an overwhelming majority. I think it was 410 seats out of 650 in Parliament.
Yeah,
he's got roughly two-thirds of Parliament behind him. So we'll be looking to see what happens. And it's the first change of government in England in 14 years.
Right, right.
It could be quite dramatic.
Well, and when you said good news out of England, of course, that's the first thing that popped in my mind is, the election was overwhelming. And I was thinking of that and then thinking, well, there was something else, must be animal related. I had no idea that the new prime minister is actually an animal activist and supporter. And that's fantastic. All right. Hopefully it bodes well for our country as well.
Public safety as well.
Yeah.
With regard to animals.
All right. Well, we will keep an eye on it and expect that there will be good news about animals coming out of England now, because it's got somebody at the top supporting animals. That's excellent. Excellent. Well, you guys, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your lovely backyard. And thank Henry and Arabella for us. And I hope you guys stay cool and make it through the heat wave. And then, but it looks absolutely gorgeous. It's an absolutely gorgeous sunny day. So, all right, you enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for all the great work that you do. And folks, if you want to keep up with it and get on the newsletter or donate to the cause, animals24-7.org, Merritt and Beth Clifton, and of course, the Roosters, Rooster Henry and his lovely new wife, Arabella, and their inseparable and devoted. So love you guys, and I look forward to talking to you the first Sunday in August.
Thank you, Martha. Thank you, Nathan.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, all righty. So now, Nathan, we got to change gears. And we are going to leave the world of animals behind. And now we get to address the human animal. And welcoming back to Animal World, because she's joined us before, from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Welcome back, Nancy Cowan. Good morning, Nancy. Welcome back to Animal World.
Thanks, Martha. It's good to be here.
So how are you on this gorgeous sunny day?
Wonderful. I am staying cool inside.
Okay. Now, are we at Temple this morning?
I was not there this morning. I am calling you from home today. Normally I am, but it worked out.
So do you live in the Bothell area, or what area do you live in?
Yes, I actually live very close to the temple. I in fact usually walk when I go there. I live
So you're very close to the temple in the Canyon Park area. Yeah. So I'm having a weather check with everybody. So Nancy, what's the weather doing at your house, and what have the temperatures been getting up to?
Well, I think yesterday it was in almost 80s, 88 maybe. I live in the valley, at the bottom of a hill, and we're surrounded by trees. Our whole yard is kind of made native growth protected area. It's all foresty, and our house is super insulated, so we stay really cool inside. If you don't go outside, you can't even tell that it's just so hot out.
Oh, how nice.
And, yeah, we went for a walk in the late afternoon yesterday, and it was perfectly pleasant because the sun was mostly gone. I was in the shadows, so.
Yeah, I think that's been the difference with this heat wave so far, is that the temperatures seem to be going down nicely at night. Not all the way down to where, they might know, but it's been getting down to the high 50s or around 60 here at my house, so same sort of thing.
Yeah,
and I
all,
but I'm out, I live in the forest too, so it's cooler out here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. So you're in good shape where you are. Ananda, don't we have the biggest and most popular and important class of coming up here at Ananda soon?
Absolutely. We do twice a year. It starts September 5th this time.
All right. So tell us all about, what is this big class coming up?
It's called The Art and Science of Raja Yoga. And it is a 3-month 13-week deep dive into basically all of the teachings of yoga. It covers everything from the yoga postures to how to meditate to the philosophy behind yoga, Patanjali's Eightfold Path and the Yoga Sutras. It includes a lot of pranayama breathing techniques, even references a yogic diet, yogic lifestyle, so many things, ways that yoga can support healing. Really,
yeah,
anything
just
you can think of
really comprehensive. Now, I know there's several instructors usually involved in the class, and you're one of them. Is that correct?
Yes, I help in teaching the yoga postures, the yoga asanas, and our lead premier teacher is Dr. Morali Venkatrao, which many people know. He's famous and infamous, I suppose.
Well, and our Animal World family knows. Now, it's been a while since we've done a show with Morali. The pandemic kind of screwed everything up. But boy, he's done some wonderful shows with us here. And gosh, I don't know how you feel, Nancy, but I could listen to Morali read the phone book. You know, I mean, he sounds just like, you know, master to me. And he just, his voice is so mesmerizing. And he tells the best stories.
Yes. Yes, so Morali.
We've done a few shows together, and it's always great to have him. But he's also the only doctor of yoga that I've ever met.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
yes, he really lives and breathes and these teachings and.
Because isn't the art and science of Raja Yoga, this whole class? I know when I came to Ananda, however many years ago it was, and I've kind of lost track, and I've been a part of Ananda for, I don't know, 12 years maybe? I don't, but anyway, I came to Ananda with my friend Krista because we wanted to learn Kriya Yoga, which is a technique that's taught that Paramahansa Yogananda said, learning this technique is like the airplane route home to God. And so Kristen and I wanted to learn Kriya Yoga. Well, the first step when you come to Ananda to be able to qualify to take Kriya Yoga is you start with the art and science of Raja Yoga.
Absolutely.
So this is really the first thing I ever did with Ananda. And as I recall, Nancy, it was when I started the class, it was kind of a two-part class. The first part of the class was the yoga posturing, which we call hatha yoga, and learning to do, you know, the physical type yoga that a lot of people think that's all yoga is, but that's just a part, that's just one aspect of yoga. And then the second half of the class was all the meditation and spiritual stuff for Raja Yoga. Is it still two parts like that, or is it all one? How does it work these days?
Yes, it absolutely describes it quite perfectly. Yes, it's divided up into two sections, and actually it's even possible that you can take them separately. So there are people who take just the yoga posture part, and there are people who take just the Raja yoga part, the second part that's the meditation.
Yeah, so that's important for y'all to know, folks. You don't have to take the whole, you know, both parts. And for example, when I came the first time and did Raja Yoga, we didn't do the Hatha Yoga section because my friend didn't want to do that. So I came back, I took it a second time and did the Hatha Yoga on my own. So let's, when does the art and science with Raja Yoga, when does it begin?
It starts on September 5th. It's on Thursday nights. It starts, the Hatha Yoga portion starts at 6 o'clock and goes until about a quarter after 7. We have a little break. It is possible to attend online or in person. So for the people that attend in person, we have a little 15-minute snack and social break so that people get a chance to have some interaction and a little bit of a snack after they practice Hatha Yoga. And then the Raja Yoga or meditation starts at 7:30, so that's when people that are just taking the second part will come in. And it always begins with a meditation, just to practice the techniques, and then it moves into a discussion, time for questions, and then the Morley's presentation on whatever the topic or theme is that week.
And so the Raja portion of the class is like 7:30 till about when?
Till about 9:15.
Till about 9? Okay.
9:15. Yeah, it's a beautiful long evening. It's a very full evening. Huge deep practice.
So the great thing about the really great thing that it's available now that wasn't available when I was taking it is the fact that it's now a hybrid class, like most of what's taught at Ananda, meaning that you can attend in person, but you can also attend online.
Yeah.
And so if there are times you couldn't get to class, you could go online, you can do the whole thing online, or you can do back and forth. Anyway, that makes a big difference because we didn't have that option of being able to do it online. Now I'm looking at the clock, Nancy. We've got to take care of advertisers one more time. So we're going to do that. And then we will come back with Nancy and we'll talk more about the class and the details and everything you need to know. And I've got a great story to tell. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues straight ahead. More with Nancy Callan and the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and all about the art and science of Raja Yoga. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from Natasha Venter, our communicator, personal awareness coaching, and general psychic stuff. And we have a change of schedule this month on the show. Normally she'd be here on the third Sunday, but we're switching the healing show with the intuitive show. And so she will be here with me next week. So next Sunday, is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching with Natasha. So I hope you will join us next week. Plan to call in with your questions for either one of us or a personal reading with Natasha. And also be sure and check out our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, at the Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. It's in her home now. It's great location, great parking. And it's such a thrill to be in the healing room with the gongs and the acutonic forks. And I don't know how I would do without her. She can work with you in person or remotely. Check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. And if you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. We're in the middle of a conversation with Nancy Callen from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. We are talking about the biggest and most popular class that Ananda does, and it begins on September 5th. It's called The Art and Science of Raja Yoga. So, hey, Nancy, you still with me?
I am.
All right. So I remember being hesitant when, first came to Ananda and really wanted the Kriya Yoga, so I had to start with the Raja. Neither me or my friend at the time knew anything really about the physical Hatha Yoga or the yoga postures. And my friend didn't think that she could really do that kind of stuff. So that's why we didn't take that part of the class. I came back to do it later. But since then, I learned that you guys are really creative. And you can make, because I think there's a lot of people that think, I can't do physical yoga. Because I can't get down on the floor or that sort of thing. I have to be in chair. But you have lots of ways of making this work for everybody, don't you?
We sure do, yes. Yeah, yoga really can be accessible for everybody. It really can. And we are happy to work with people that have issues or concerns. That's the nice thing about this being a comprehensive, 3-month class with the same instructors is that it's an opportunity for people to reach out to us and we can help people and offer specific guidance and things outside of class as well. So if there's any concerns, they're welcome to contact us in advance and we can talk about what kinds of restrictions or limitations they might have to offer them alternatives.
Yeah. So I just really encourage you all, if you're afraid of yoga or think you can't do it, well, think again, because Ananda's got answers. And they got ways to make it work. And my best story sometimes with this is that, I took the Raja, Art and Science of Raja Yoga once with my friend. And then I took it a second time. I repeated it. I don't know how long after, but I repeated it again so I could take the Hatha portion, the physical body postures, as well as the meditation, class. And you could only do it in person. There was no online at that time. So this was, long before the pandemic. And Nancy, there was one evening that, I was on my way to class. Well, I didn't even want to go. I was so tired. I was just exhausted. But I thought, no, I have to go. So I was dragging myself to the temple. That's where the class was when I took it. And I just didn't have any idea how the heck I was going to get through the yoga session, which is an hour and something, and then have to be there for another hour and a half or more for the meditation class. I didn't think I could stay awake or make it through. So I drug myself in there and I went through, the first Hatha physical body portion of the class. And Nancy, I was blown away. because it was my first wake-up call. By the time we were done with the hour yoga class and doing all this stuff, which is physical, I had been transformed and I felt fabulous. And I was awake and I felt good and I had energy and I had absolutely no problem, you know, sitting and going through the meditation class and all of that. And it was really a big lesson for me. Yoga is an amazing thing, isn't it?
It certainly is. What a great testimonial. Yeah, we have students who say it's the highlight of your week. And you did exactly that. You come in and you're like, oh, man, I'm so tired. And then all of a sudden you're energized and, you know, the rest of your, you know, it just is such an anchor for people for their week, doing that, you know, looking forward to it every week and knowing it boosts your energy and your attitude and your perspective. It's such a gift.
Yep. So you get the Hatha yoga portion if you want to do that. And then the second portion is the all about meditation and all of that. Now, there's still a big textbook that goes along with the class, right?
Yeah, a fabulous resource. Yeah, the textbook is really good, really good. And this class also is a prerequisite not only for going on to take Kriya yoga, but also for yoga teacher training. It's part of our yoga teacher training program. So, yeah, the book is just filled with information. And there are people who are just, if they're taking it casually, maybe don't pay as much attention to the book. You can certainly, you know, get by in the class without ever opening the textbook. But we strongly encourage everybody to read it. It's just a wealth of information, and it adds so much to your experience if you do read and study the text.
Yeah, and I have to say, because I'm just thinking about it, I don't think I've ever mentioned this before, but it was part of the Raja section of this class that taught me something that I, to this day, I believe is a lifesaver. And I don't believe that I would be able to do what I do without it. And my greatest gift, Nancy, from going through Raja was because there's in the process of the three, you start learning the energization exercises. And these are little exercises that Yogananda developed. And it's kind of, I don't know how to really describe it, except that, you know, it's a series of little exercises that you do. And when you go through the process, it takes maybe 10 to 20 minutes, depending on how long you spend on each exercise. But you can get through it in 10 minutes. And it is the most amazing process, because somehow Yogananda figured out how you could do all these little simple tense and relax and release and this kind of stuff and like do every muscle in your whole body through the energization exercises. And like I said, now at my age, getting older, they're lifesavers for me. And isn't the foundation of all of that taught in the Raja class?
Yes. Yeah, it sure is. We don't actually teach the energization exercises specifically in the Raja class, but yes,
but
all the principles
you do the 20 parts, don't you? The 20 parts?
Yes, we will. And all the principles that apply to energization.
Yeah. So I think what happened at the end, the full energization, I think in the Raja class, you get the 20 parts, which is one section of the energization. Ananda kind of, you know, teaches you everything gradually. And then if you go into the Kriya training, then you get the full energization exercises. And of course, if somebody you're listening to me and you're saying, I need to know that because I'm old too. Or, you know, I'm young and I'm not doing what I should do to keep my body in shape. The energization exercises are available through Ananda, and you can get videos and charts and stuff to help you learn and understand. But anyway, it's a great, great thing to learn.
And all the principles that help you to do those well are taught in the yoga, in the Raja Yoga course.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just the best foundational class, and it happens twice a year. It starts Thursday, September 5th, and you say it goes on for 3 whole months, right, Nancy?
Yes.
Is that every Thursday for 3 months?
Mm-hmm. Every Thursday evening. And I will say also, if people want more information or to meet Morley or me in person, we're having an information session on August the 4th. Do you have written down what time? I think that's a Sunday, and it's right after Sunday service, so maybe right around noon, maybe?
Yeah, usually things right after Sunday service are either at 11:30 or 12.
Yeah. But it's August the 4th is when that
August the 4th. I've circled that. I don't have a flyer or anything on that yet.
Yeah.
We'll have a chance. But that's good to know, because I'm grabbing my calendar here to see the first Sunday of August. Oh, well, the next time I talk to you guys on the air is in fact August 4th. That's the first Sunday of August. So
there you
I'll
go.
Have
That's
to,
probably the day that we'll be doing this information session.
Yeah. So you'll be able to listen to Animal World and then hot foot it out to the temple. And
exactly.
Do
and the
information
Raja session will also be online. So
you can do either or. All right. That's
yeah,
outstanding.
A little open house. Ask questions and meet us in person.
Okay. What else, if anything, do we need to know about this class and so forth?
Really no experience is required. The registration, you can register online. For the person that might be listening that has already taken the class before, we actually have a very generous retake policy, and it's only 100, it's over half off if you want to retake the class. Because there's
That's great.
This is the sort of class that people take again and again. I myself have been through it probably 6 or 7 times. And you learn something. There's so much information. You learn something new every time.
Wow, 6 or 7 times you've done it. Well, all right.
Yeah, there are people who've done it more than that even. Yeah, really, you learn something.
Yeah, and you've
you
got
are,
the
you,
bonus
you
of it.
Need.
Even though it's a 3-month class, you've got the bonus of being able to attend in person or online. And you can register through the Ananda website, anandawashington.org.
Yes.
Or you could just call the temple and register, couldn't you?
You could. We do, because this is a pretty comprehensive course, there is a little bit of an application to fill out with some information, because we do like to have some information about you and be aware of any conditions or concerns you have, especially regarding the Hatha Yoga portion.
All right, everybody. So check it out online, anandawashington.org, and it is the Art and Science of Raja Yoga. Nancy, thank you so much for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here. And I hope that you stay cool throughout the rest of our little heat wave here in your little valley there with the trees, kind of like me.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. And I don't know. I don't know who I'll be talking to the first week of August. But if it's you, I'll look forward to that again, if we're talking Raja again. But at any rate, I know we'll talk to you again, and enjoy the sunshine, stay cool, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Martha. Right. That was great.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All righty, so that pretty much wraps us up for today's edition. Just remember, it's hot. It's supposed to get hotter. So make sure that you keep yourselves and your animals well hydrated and cool in the heat. Remember, next week, change of schedule for this month only. Will be me and Natasha next Sunday, and then Dr. Nils and Linda Rasmussen the third Sunday of this month, and then we'll switch back to normal in September. Anyway, I hope you will join us again next week. Natasha and I will both be here, and we'd love to get your questions, or if you need personal awareness coaching from Natasha. We'll look forward to hearing from you. And Nathan, good luck with your painting and all of that good stuff. And do something about the Mariners, okay? Get them going.
Working on it. Hopefully the All-Star break will reset them and get them back in action.
That sounds good. Think good thoughts for Nathan's Mariners. And remember, bark in the park with the Aquasots on July 30th. We're making plans. Alrighty, as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.